You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This here Beth schedule is living, boys. It's flying by. I'm not so sure. Well, I should probably look into this. I'm under the assumption that we're going to get new deals here. Who knows? Maybe Tripp's not interested. But if, in fact, this contract negotiation this year happens, I might be fighting for the old, no, not one day off a week thing that all these other guys who, like Beth, gets a month a year and then, like, lazily wanders through a show for a couple hours and then plays tapes of just absolute that she's spewed out over the last 40 years.
Let's phone a friend.
Let's talk to her moms. But this whole idea of the whole, because the station was broken for an hour this morning, we just kind of stood around. Started the show about 6:40 because it was busted. Maybe the new deal is for the first hour, Toledo shows up, earns his keep, runs a best of for the first hour, and we show up about 6:40 and start to, the ball's already rolling, you know? In the last few years of this thing, we kind of, because that's what Letterman did. Stern barely works at all. Not to put myself in the same category, but Howard's been at this. He doesn't even work 2 days a week.
Well, you're one of his people. I mean, you know, you might as well. I mean, hey.
And I got to tell you there, Brettle Juice. Not working 2 days a week is about as good as it gets. Am I right, Red Robin?
Oh, yum.
And thanks. I'm a bastard. Why? In other words, what I'm looking for is Baba Bastard to be in the room when I need him. Why is he always gone? And he's driving me nuts. Anyway, so he's only working 3 days a week. We could do that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to work. I want to be here every day. I just maybe not. This is a good day. I like this whole starting at 6:45 thing. And it was fun. We had the Jim Brewer interview to pop off.
Work the crowd.
Let me ask you guys this. If we could start at 6:45, Toledo still has to get here at a regular time, run an hour of stuff beforehand, but we lose a week of vacation a year. It's worth it.
You know? Sleep in an extra hour?
I mean, I'm not going to. Yeah, then if I think if we get an extra hour's worth of sleep, I'd be staying up till 1. I'm going to start this.
You need to negotiate.
But again,
we'll keep that week too. Also, do your negotiations. Come on.
To be totally honest, nobody's talking to me right now. So we may be working at the sports station. We might be at the sports station.
We'd be at KDUS? Oh, my God.
Not here.
Oh, okay.
They're moving us down the hall. We'd have to have some pride and at least act like it was a dismissal. Anyway, I like the 6:45 start time. This has been solid. It's time now for, and I've ruined it because I won't shut up about how much I like it. Now we're behind again. I was running good. It's time for What Would Brady Do? And it's brought to you by, and when we go to the sports station, it's called Holmberg and the Yes Men. You guys realize that, right? That's happened.
Yes.
See? Thank you, Brett. He gets it. Brett's on board. You haven't earned your time yet either. You've only been here for 4 years. So you'd have to come in early and run the thing.
I did 13 years of that nightmare.
Anything to not
I
do that.
Paid the dues.
It is brought to you by Mo Money Pawn. If you want to head on over there, you got the gun thing. You're building that up here at M&P Guns. When?
Actually, the day after U Fest, I'll be down
27th.
There. Yeah, 27th is the first class.
And you're building a Glock?
Yep.
Oh.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
Is it full up yet? Class is full. They're doing a bunch of them.
Yeah,
now,
there's a bunch of classes, but the first few are already sold out. So get in on it quick.
And a reminder at Mo Money Pawn, it's Byron's birthday month. So if you get on down there, celebrate Byron's birthday month. You tell him Holmberg sent you how much off from my. Just ask him. Just say, how old are you this year? And he'll throw out a number. And they go, that's the percentage I want off my purchase here.
So that
I think
works.
Byron's probably in his, I'm going to be nice here, his late 20s, his incredibly late 20s, like wildly, decades late 20s. But Byron will give you off however old he is if he's in a great mood.
Oof.
That's the Byron birthday special at Mo Money Pawn, 12th Street and Indian School. Hop aboard. Simple stuff. Thank you. M&P Guns, Mo Money Pawn. Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
That's a good one here. I like to start it off. This one says, don't say my name. This is not my scenario. It's a friend of mine, but I'm doing it in first person. It's him.
Not buying this.
Nobody writes in for their friend. Dear Brady, I'm dating a girl that has a 14-year-old son, and he's a fairly athletic kid. I've taught him how to hit a baseball, how to pitch. I'm coaching him in football. He's very athletic. He gets it fast. I love it. We get along really well. He listens to everything I have to say. Last week, keep in mind he's 14, I walked in on him having sex with a female classmate. I found him. He was immediately blushed up. He begged me, please don't tell my mom. Please don't tell my mom. He swore up and down he's not going to do it again in the house. He's going to try to stay away from it. He's been begging me. I told him I'm not going to tell her. But do I, one, tell his mother and break all the trust I've built with this young man? Or two, take it to the grave, tell him to make sure he uses condoms and be his bro? I doubt this is the first time, and there's no stopping that train. Signed, not Alan.
It's a good bros before hoes moment.
With a stepboy, with a 14. Yeah, you want a bros before hoes with a 14-year-old?
I'm okay with not telling a mom and throwing out advice. Yeah. Like, if you're going to do that, eventually I would want to bring up a conversation with her. Like, hey, do you think you're a...
He's active.
You know, yeah. This girl coming over.
It's a good idea to have girls in the house. Maybe have her put the rule down.
Throwing out the advice as far as, man, just be smart about it.
Yeah. But I bet you she's one of those moms when he says, I don't know that it's a, oh, no, not him. He's a good boy. He wouldn't do that in her house. Yes, he would.
No, not my boy. He's not that way.
Because all moms are delusional at how good their kids are, and they would never lie.
We got a good relationship. We're like friends. I just remember it was kind of more of a trend that the single parent ends up being more the friend with the kids.
Yeah.
And, like, I had a couple of friends were dating the girl, and the mother knew. You guys be safe out there. You can have over at our house all the time.
Single moms, dating their daughters was the easiest way to get laid because they're at work all day. You find a single mom kid, and they got the house. The latchkey kids, they put out.
But what I was saying is, too, is the girls would, you know, had open conversations with their mom about.
Oh, sure. They would talk about sex and taking one in the trunks and stuff. Yeah.
So you'd come over and so are you really enjoying your time with our daughter? Yes, I am.
Well, I remember what was the one person that we had that email a long time ago where the mom had a party for her losing her virginity.
Oh, that's right.
They had a cake and kids over and
cherry cake.
Yeah, it was a big cherry cake that had been melted, destroyed. It wasn't even in any sort of form anymore. It was just all over the plate.
Don't be a snitch.
I say don't be a snitch. Yep. But also,
tell that kid my truck needs to be washed and polished and waxed.
That's what I
leverage.
Goddamn right.
Blackmail.
You goddamn right. Learn the ways of the world.
You're the stepdad. You blackmail that kid constantly and tell him, look, I'll turn a blind eye. I'll get you guys a hotel room, some condoms. You keep this thing detailed. That lawn better look spectacular. And guess who doesn't want to do his laundry anymore? This guy right here. He is your slave now.
Damn right.
Until he's like 16, he goes, I don't care. Tell her. But
you got a couple years.
Yeah, right. I'm with Brett. What do you care? You don't love him. It's your step kid.
Yeah.
You're going to end up having to walk away from that anyway. That never works.
If you can work the leverage, or that little angel's like, I don't know what he's talking about. Your boyfriend's lying.
Oh, you know what you could do?
I believe my little angel.
You know what you could do? I watch a lot of crime channels. Tell whoever the dad is that you caught his son banging some chick. Have him go to the mom and have that whole estranged deal get soured even more than it probably already is. Yeah. No stepkid's ever normal in the first place. He's going to probably knock up. And here's another thing you got to ask yourself. Statistically, how old is the mom and when did she have that kid? Because teen moms have kids who have teen babies. That's like a 90%, or I think it's like 77% of women who have kids when they're teenagers, their kids end up having kids when they're teenagers. Look around. It's a real thing. It's weird how real that is. So if the woman you're dating was a teenager when she had this kid, he's going to knock that girl up. I'd get the hell out of there.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
I told you the scenario I had in high school. The guy, my buddy, stepdad, or had his dad living with his dad, and he starts dating a girl that his mom is single as well.
Yeah.
And they start dating. They get married. They move into one house.
Yeah.
He's still dating her. Now they're stepbrother, sister.
The parents got married and the kids were dating.
Yeah.
That's how they met. Creepy. Yeah, like you met your girl, like, yeah, it's my new girlfriend. And then the parents get together, and then they start hosing each other. That's gross. That's very Ohio. Dear Brady, my wife of 12 years had her insurance at her old work switch hands. It's not as good as her old insurance, and she wants to be on mine. So we made that transition. During the transition, I learned that she's on Valtrex to control her herpes. Has been the entire time. So I questioned her. I'm like, wait a second. Why do you have a recurring Valtrex prescription? She said, I've had cold sores since I'm a kid. No big deal. Well, if it's no big deal, how come I never knew about it for 12 years? She's been hiding the medicine. I don't even care about the herpes or cold sores. The damage has probably already been done there if it's bad, but I haven't had issues. It's the fact I don't know the real story. How do I get her to tell me the real story? What would you do?
Look, you got to look at it this way. You've known her for 12 years.
Yeah.
She's got it pretty under control if you haven't.
Yeah, but why isn't she telling you? And maybe she hasn't had it for 12 years.
For her.
Yeah. I don't know why. What if she just started this?
It doesn't shock people because I don't know how many people are taking Valtrex here, but as far as
a lot cold sores,
yeah,
it's worth asking.
Well, he did, and she goes, oh, I've had them since I was a kid. So how come you didn't say anything?
Well, you're a horse since you're a kid.
Well, no, that's not.
Well, if they're just cold sores, but you're not taking. Are you taking Valtrex?
You can if you have just regular terrible outbreaks. It's the same thing.
Yes.
HSV-1 in it. But again, why would you be hiding the medicine in the cabinets? How come he doesn't know you take Valtrex?
This is a little sneaky.
It's a little sneaky. And it sounds more current than it does, I've been doing this since I was a kid.
Valtrex is relatively new, too. So.
Yeah, I don't know if it is that new. It's pretty. I think it's been around for a while. I mean, longer than 12 years.
Look, she's got the bumps. I mean,
but maybe she just has them on her mouth.
But maybe she doesn't.
Beyond that,
I'm not chancing it.
What?
Yeah, you can get them there too.
I'm
Brady.
Not chancing it.
That's a real thing. That's something you're just learning.
Tell the story.
Herpy butt is a real thing. All those holes can herp up. But first, if she's not telling you and you've already been banging her, it doesn't matter. What he should be mad about is she didn't say anything to him for the longest time.
Well, yeah, but
she's hiding medication.
So what else is she hiding from him?
Right. If she's plopping Biktarvy in her belly every time you go out drinking with her, it's like, well, what's this? Oh, I don't want my HIV to flare up. I'm like, well, I didn't know about that.
I take one stage.
How do you get her to tell you?
The giant Indian dude.
They have made the songs for HIV shields. Pretty fun. Jardiance is a good one. I like that one. Is Jardiance the diabetes one? That's where the fat
Biktarvy,
lady.
You're right.
The Biktarvy's that, but there's another one.
There's another one that they did have a song for.
And then Jardiance is the one where the fat lady's happy that she doesn't have to change her lifestyle despite having crippling diabetes.
Sugars. Yeah, she can eat all the sugars.
I can eat Reese's Cups like crazy thanks to this medicine that holds it at bay. I'm going to stay fat and unhealthy forever, even though my body's shutting down. Jardiance.
I don't know how you get her to tell you the truth on that. But it does seem a little fishy, so to speak. This one is just weird.
Why don't you have a special date, confession night? You each tell a Something that you haven't told them.
Right.
Something that you've been holding in
for
a while.
How about you confess,
yeah.
I know you're on herpes medicine. That's my secret. Dear Brady, my wife, this one is just flat weird. And
you're right about Valtrex, though.
What's that?
1981.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. Valtrex, well, because herpes was a big deal in the 80s. 70s, actually, but the 80s. But remember herpes babies? That became a humongous thing in the 80s, and nobody could have orange juice for like a year because everybody's mouths just turned into like blossoming blisters. They think it's the orange juice, and it turns out there was a bunch of 70s Coke whores having babies and making these preemies all poke out with the flower face. It's not the orange juice. It's the kids. Keep them off the citrus for a couple of years. They should get over it. Dear Brady, my wife and I have a dilemma. This is weird. My wife and I have a lot of tasteful nude shots from the early 90s in storage. Our kids don't know about them. We're currently doing our will and trust, thanks to you, John. Oh, joy. Glad I could help. And the photos are actually beautiful and artistic, and they're framed, and they're quite valuable.
To who? To who?
We want to pass them on to the kids as art.
Oh.
But first we have to tell them they exist. They're 12 and 15. We know they won't react well to this. Is it something they should just be stunned with upon our passing, or should we let them know? I mean, we could get trucked any time here, and that's the whole point of getting a will, isn't it? Signed, Muncie. Dude named Muncie, or a woman.
That's worse.
Do you want to...
I'd keep those in the vault until you pass.
So you want Bunny's tasteful nudes from the 40s to show up at your door?
No, she's gone.
Right.
If I ever see him, here, by the way, she did this. Oh, then you can decide what you want to do
nope.
with them.
Not even low.
Burn them.
Throw up on them first.
What Brett said. Yeah.
Burn them.
You've got to prep the kids for what they're about to see. You can't show mom's honey hole with dad giving it the old
double-digit like,
salute.
You know, if it's like a Wee magazine from the 70s.
I don't know what
like
they
that.
Consider tasteful, but I'm going there first.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there thinking they're American Gothic with their dicks out.
Yeah, look Annie Leibovitz.
Because I've seen nude marble statues that are...
your parents?
Pretty, no, but
then
I mean,
different.
If they were... That's a little better than, you know, Fiona Flaps going
right.
out there.
I don't know why you would try to compare David Man. To your naked dad, but it's not a thing.
Lot.
No.
Lot in common.
Thorpe and David have a lot in common?
No.
I mean,
you do not want to find out your mom got hogged out and your dad's just packing thunder after they die in photographic evidence.
You want to find out before.
You never want to know it.
You burn it.
Ever. You tell these kids and you prepare them for the worst.
They're convinced it's worth some money.
Who is?
Then sell
that,
them.
He's not married to Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah, sell
so
them.
It doesn't
exactly.
matter.
Exactly. Sell them. Who took these pictures? Unless it's Annie Leibovitz,
yeah.
Brett's right. If it's your neighbor and you guys thought they were super, at least might have some value someday, and
yeah.
they're in storage
the
for a reason.
That you're keeping them around.
I know why. They're in storage for a reason. Because it looks like a sea monkey got loose and just it's hanging out of the bottom of that. It looks like a blown out, you know.
If it's art, put it on the walls now.
Right. That's what I'm
you
saying.
Know, hey.
You're so proud of it. Why are you hiding it in storage? Because you know mom's honey hole ain't exactly going to make the kids' friends comfortable.
Blech.
And dad's dork is not as pretty an art form as you thought. You guys like him. Muncie. And
disgusting.
I know your parents might surprise you with a marble statue of themselves nude after they pass Brady. That's very possible.
Bronze, marble,
but I'll tell you,
whatever.
You still don't want to see the detailed inner workings of mom's labia.
No.
Even in
marble
know,
or
marble.
Otherwise.
No.
Carrera marble. Don't care what marble. I don't want to see that mom's a dangler or tight like a paper cut. Neither are some. These are things I don't need to know.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
There is no good outcome.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, it's.
Does my mom have to fold edges out?
Oh,
Jesus.
Like some sort of burrito.
Oh.
Or was it packed tight? This is what I'm talking about. You're about to scare. You're going to ruin your kid's future. And they've already dealt with the death of their parents. Now, this. Stop.
And what do you do with that information anyway? Hey, guys, not for nothing, but you should see what I just discovered.
I know you're in sixth and eighth grade, but your mother and I want to show you something.
No, it's art.
Brett, go back to you at age 14. Rhodes Junior High. You're in eighth grade. Mr. Craig. Hey, your parents are here. They want to talk to you.
Okay.
And then they sit you down and they're like, we got to show you some stuff. And you see mom's honey hole in the 70s and 80s.
They open up one of those big leather.
That'd have been one of the OG cutters because I had to slash my wrists. I'm out. Wow. Not worth it.
Bled all over the photo.
Not worth it.
Oh.
We're pretty proud of the way your mom's honey hole glistens in the sun in this shot. Here,
next slide. Boop. You tell your parents.
Here's my Italian horn.
Yeah. Yeah, Brett's right. If those things are worth value now, sell them somewhere else, overseas preferably. Get into some sort of weirdo beaver hunt of Portugal and send mom over there.
I'll send to Cambodia.
If my mom right now said, oh, you're, yeah, that could be.
Yeah, the one for the king of Cambodia. The one for the ladies over there in Cambodia.
See, I don't think you want to do that because then they might put it up on like sides of buildings. So you're going to end up seeing it anyway.
Blech.
Toledo, your mom calls you up to Montana and says, there's something I need you to see. These are very tasteful. Tasteful to your kids is not, they're not going to see it.
Got enough of that just thinking about what happened with grandma.
Yeah. Oh, what happened to her? Naked?
She's a prostitute.
Oh, that's right.
She leaving any pictures?
There's no telling. But you'll be the first that gets the text.
Have a seat, Tasha. I want to talk to you.
Hi, Richard.
Look how hard Morris is in this photo.
Oh, come on.
Exactly, Brady.
It's worth money.
Your father has erections.
It's worth zero.
You're going to see photos of that framed. Look how big your father's erection was. What a shame.
Oh,
he's got opened me like a tuna can.
You tell those goddamn kids what's in that storage thing. You're going to wreck their futures.
Send those in one of Elon Musk's rockets in a SpaceX up to space.
Just
burn them.
Get rid of
burn
them.
Burn them.
Nobody wants to see this.
They have no useful purpose on this world.
Delete.
Or will them to Bob Guccione.
You fly back to Ohio and Bunny's on her bed.
Storage facility. There's a lot of tasteful nudes if your father and I want you to see.
Why?
They're valuable.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
This is where your service comes into play.
I go through and clean up your death. They're only valuable to the therapist your kids are going to need because she's the one who's going to be making all the money off of this.
Your father's wildly erect penis. Did you know he was uncut?
No, I'm learning that now.
What's wrong with, if they're tasteful, donating them to an art school?
There you go. Donate. No. Toledo would like it because he'd actually could see his dad. That's true.
Yikes.
Yeah, you just, no. Those were done for the two of you, not for society or your family. Have you shown them to other family members, your tasteful nudes, Muncie? Is it Dave Muncie, former Channel 10 weatherman?
People are texting that.
He's about to go. Is Dave still alive? He's on his last legs.
We got to figure out what to do with these naked shots of your beef.
Get out of here, Muncie.
Yeah, I don't know if there would be worth money, but what you could do is consign another artist and just paint clothing on over you. You know, just
use the, that's more work.
Put some nice outfits on.
We call this one Pussy in the Scratching Post.
Oh, Mom!
Brady wants to turn him into watercolors.
What's the matter with you? These are tasteful.
We call this one Digging for Ovaries. I'm dressed as a minor.
Not a minor like that.
A young child.
This one's called Clam Bake.
This one's called Born Again, and my head's all the way in.
No! No!
Muncie, you son of a bitch.
You know it's wrong. You wouldn't have had to ask us. Throw those away. Tastefully.
They don't want them.
Nobody wants them. They've been in storage for a reason. Go blow the dust off of that thing. Take a look at it and think, does anybody want to look at this? And I'm talking about your wife's vagina, not even the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, why did I think anybody wanted a photo of that?
You're going to stay in storage forever. Yeah.
When did you and Dad visit the Grand Canyon, get so many close-ups?
Something I need to tell you.
Why does that tree have no branches?
Is that baloney?
That's Maui.
Is your dad Cambodian?
Yeah, and then you find out your dad's the reason why you've got a little stick. you don't show a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old your mother's vagina.
Sit down, kids. We have something we want to show you.
That's been the thing I've told you. If you want to keep your kids not having sex, show them a videotape of you two doing it. It's the best sex ad ever. Ugh. Prom night, you bring the kids into the room. We want to show you something before you kids go out. Make sure you. This is how you do it. If you guys are going to have sex, here's what it looks like. And then show you and your wife on a grainy, preferably night vision tape of you and the missus getting it together. Your kids will never want to have premarital sex. Kids never want to have marital sex, that's for sure. But who does? There you go. That is disgusting. You're all gross.
Save one for the kids so they can put a tattoo on their shoulder or something of you in that position, you and mom. That's my mom and dad.
Yeah, what do you guys want? You get in a car wreck? You want these kids to find this at age 16 and then put it up on the walls in memory? Burn it, Muncie. Right, do the weather. And remember to watch those scarred kids around water. That was Dave Muncie's sign-off. Always watch your kids around water. There you go. Gross, everybody. There's your Brady thingy, whatever he did just now. Yuck, I'm going to go puke.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3